From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. 9 deaths so far from a string of suspected tornadoes that have touched down in multiple states. The majority of the casualties reported in Harrisburg, Illinois. At least 6 people were killed as twisters reportedly ripped through homes and businesses and tossed around vehicles. Mary Renee Suver, a city employee, was asked if she believed people had enough warning.
I don't think so. I mean, I woke up about 4:30 and they said Harrisburg had about 10 minutes to, you know, take cover. And then it hit about probably 10 till 5 this morning.
Several deaths have also been reported in Missouri, where the music resort city of Branson sustained significant damage. And at least 12 people in the small Kansas town of Harveyville are injured, 3 of them critically. Kansas Public Radio's Stephen Coranda describes a scene in that state.
Emergency responders say it was likely a tornado that ripped through the town of just over 200 residents, leaving 40% of buildings damaged or destroyed. Sharon Watson with the Kansas Adjutant General's Department says the storm damaged homes, an apartment building, and a church.
Very large trees are flat on the ground, buildings completely torn up, some totally destroyed, and others with roofs off.
Watson says they're now trying to figure out how many of the town's residents have been left homeless and in need of help. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Coranda in Topeka, Kansas.
There have also been reports of twisters today in Kentucky. North Korea has agreed to stop nuclear tests and enrichment activities to pave the way for a new round of negotiations with the U.S., China, and other regional players. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. calls it an important step.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she had been hoping that North Korea's new leaders will guide their nation on the path of peace.
Today's announcement represents a modest first step in the right direction.
She says the North Koreans have agreed to a moratorium on nuclear activities at Yongbyon and will allow in inspectors. The UN's nuclear watchdog says it's ready to return. The U.S. is also promising to finalize a food aid package for North Korea and take other steps to improve ties and the atmosphere for resumption of nuclear disarmament talks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Divers are searching the submerged wreckage of a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter that crashed on the Alabama coast last night, killing at least 1 crew member. 3 others are missing. The chopper went down near Point Clear. Authorities say the crew members were wearing survival gear for the water, which was just over 60 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 34 points to 12,971 in trading of 2 billion shares. NASDAQ down 13 to 2974. S&P 500 down 4. This is NPR News. General Motors is forming an alliance with French carmaker Peugeot to help stem its losses in Europe. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has the details.
GM made a record profit last year, but that's no thanks to Europe, where the company lost $700 million. The limited alliance with Peugeot will involve the joint development of some car platforms and parts purchasing. GM CEO Dan Akerson says the two companies will continue to compete in other areas.
We have our self-interest at heart, and we have our joint interest at the center of it as well.
GM will gain a 7% stake in Peugeot. Both companies will still have to separately deal with the biggest problem in the European car market. That's too many workers and factories compared to demand. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
The captain and the navigating officer of a cargo ship that ran aground off New Zealand have pleaded guilty to operating the ship in a dangerous manner. They're also conceding to altering ship documents. In the days after the accident, the ship spilled about 400 tons of oil and killed thousands of seabirds last year. New Zealand officials say it was the worst maritime environmental disaster in the country's history. Rupert Murdoch's youngest son, James, is resigning as executive chairman of News Corp's UK newspaper arm. He was a central figure in the phone hacking scandal at his father's British papers. In a statement today, News Corp announced the younger Murdoch will stay on, though, as deputy chief operating officer. Former lead singer of the 1960s made-for-TV group The Monkees, Davy Jones, has died of an apparent heart attack. A spokesperson says Jones was 66 years old. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.